Well, hello, traveler. Pardon me for intruding. You cut such an interesting figure, alone by the fire, with your great sword beside you, catching the light. I've come to proposition you. No, not like that. But the night is young. Who knows what might happen later? You have an interesting face and a lovely silhouette. I appreciate those things more than most. Am I a sculptor? No. But I did hear about that one in the capital that kidnapped and married their true love. No, I am a fortune teller. We are both weary from a long day on the road, resting at the same camp. And there's nothing but a long night ahead. May I read your palm, traveler? Even if you're skeptical, it's nice to have a stranger hold your hand in the dark, isn't it? You're so kind. Thank you. I'll take a seat beside you and your fire. Ah, now, let's begin with your name. It's a pleasure to meet you. Now, I know with a great sword you would need to use both hands, but when you're writing a letter, do you use your right hand or your left? I see. I'll take that hand then, your dominant one. Ah. I see the calluses on your hand. It's been so long since I've held a weapon. I have a dagger in my boot, but I haven't pulled it out in 2 years. It feels like an old friend now. When was the last time you drew your sword, traveler? Ah. You have such lovely fingers. And how long has it been since your hand was held in the dark? I see. The muscles in your hand are tired. Let me give you a little massage. I'll work from the meat of your palm down each finger, like so. There. A palm reading works better when your mind is at peace and your body is still. Take a deep breath in for me and hold it at the crest of your inhale for 3, 2, 1. And exhale slowly through your mouth. Good. You're doing very good. Each breath is a privilege, a luxury that is guaranteed to no one. You've come from the capital, haven't you? There's leaves from oak trees at the edge of your traveling cloak, and I see daisy petals as well. How is the seat of the Empress these days? Have the people accepted her rule? Oh? You find it strange that a fortune teller would care? Everyone should care about their ruler. Don't you think? There, Shake out your hand for me. Flex the fingers, pull them taut, and then release them. Good job. Now, before we begin, I must warn you. You won't be the same person you were before I read your palm. Knowledge of the self is always transformative. Are you ready to proceed? Excellent. Let me feel you. There is a strength in your hands, a strength of the heart. It runs down along your palm. You have fought hard and won many a battle. So many that there is no vanity left in your victory. That is delightful and rare. I don't find people like you often. But as we move further and I feel for the heart, right here where a wedding ring would be, I see it's been hurt before. A few failed romances. Are you haunted by someone who got away? Do you think of them often, or only in passing? Breakups are so hard. I try to separate how I feel about a person from how they make me feel. It's much easier said than done, but it does help. It is none of my business, to be sure. I ask only to further my understanding, not to pry. Your business is your own, and your heart is your own. But I do hope you'll consider me a worthy confidant. After all, we'll only be here for one night. In the morning, we'll part ways, never to see each other again. And that makes us a perfect balm for each other. Despite what the world and your ego tells you, you don't have to shoulder every burden alone. The truly strong know their limits and seek out the aid of others, even if it's only to listen. I don't think independence is the virtue that others praise it as. Do you agree? And it's so easy to say, out here by the campfire. But you're human, and we all have long nights filled with self-doubt. Your eyes are very wide as you look at me, but you know I'm right. Don't pull your hand away, traveler. Stay with me. Let my voice wash over you. Revel in the company and the touch of another. This moment is temporary and therefore beautiful. It's okay. We all feel that way some nights, I promise you. Alone in bed, thoughts racing, as we call ourselves the most monstrous things. Reliving every failure over and over without end. No human is immune to it. Here, see? The line across the top of your palm. This is a beautiful sign. It means an expansion of the mind. Rethinking, reframing, developing. A person with this line is as rare as a diamond. It means their opinions change when presented with new evidence. And by the gods, there is nothing more attractive than that in another human. I promise you. Oh, am I squeezing your hand? I'm sorry. Stay with me, traveler. We're only here for one night, remember? Soon the sun will rise and the spell will be broken, and we'll have to slip on the masks we wear for the rest of the world. It's heartbreaking, isn't it? Here, the space between your fingers, where the skin is smooth. Do you see how well my fingers fit between yours? Hold our joined hands up to the light of the campfire. Imagine how well we could be joined. How compatible we are. Oh, why do you pull your hand away? Why are you looking at me like that? You've never had a palm reading like this. Well, I'm a very good palm reader. There's a lot of charlatans out there. I'm obviously the real thing. I don't have to prove it to you, and I don't know how. What? If I wanted to talk to you, I could have just said so. But that's so scary. What if you said no? But you're right. I'm not a fortune teller. I am a florist. But I want to be an actress one day. I saw you sitting alone, staring into the flames, and I wanted to speak with you. I wanted to hold your hand. I wanted your company for the evening. But I don't think a warrior like you would want to talk to a florist. I'm very boring. Oh, you found it flattering. I'm sorry for the deception. I figured it was easier than walking up to you and saying that I thought you were good looking. Besides, you don't really know someone until you've held their hand, right? Can we spend more time together tonight? I meant everything I said about lonely nights filled with self-doubt. I'm sure we could both use a little distraction. Oh, good. Then I'm going to cuddle up to you a bit. Thank you, traveler. Even if I didn't have the courage to approach you as myself, I'm still really glad I approached you. Thank you.